a Jewish Journal article. AFHU Bel Air Affair. Club Z names education director, Providence Cedars Sinai Tower opening. The 14th annual Bel Air Affair, held September 9th at the iconic Papillon Estate in Beverly Hills, raised more than $2 million for student scholarships at Israel's Hebrew University of Jerusalem, who, this year's honorees, Roberta and Stanley Boggan, were presented with the Humanitarian Torch of Learning Award during the event hosted by the Western Region of American Friends of the Hebrew University, AFHU. Roberta and Stanley Boggan have been actively involved with Hebrew University and AFHU for decades wherever they call home in the U.S., AFHU Western Region President Barbara Natterson Horowitz said. We are honored to welcome Roberta and Stanley to our Los Angeles AFHU community and pay tribute to their extraordinary generosity as vibrant AFHU members and Torch of Learning honorees. Roberta and Stanley have generously supported the Hebrew University Laudenberg Center for General and Tumor Immunology, the Truman Center's Roberta and Stanley Boggan Library, and the Rothberg International School. The Hebrew University Department of Economics bears the Boggan family name, and, in honor of Stanley's parents, the Boggans established two named chairs at the university. The Max Boggan Visiting Professorship in Economics and the Marcy Boggan Chair in Academic Excellence. The couple received the AFHU National Scopus Award in 2012. As part of the evening's festivities, Hebrew University President Asher Cohen welcomed guests. Student Ambassador Yona Shemesh, a scholarship recipient pursuing Middle Eastern studies, addressed the gala attendees. Guests were treated to the humorous comedienne Wendy Liebman, as well as a pre-recorded greeting from legendary comedian Billy Crystal and cuisine from Woe Nelly Catering. From left, Sean Kiley, Chief Mission Officer at Providence Cedars Sinai Tazana Medical Center, Temple Judea Rabbi Joshua Aronson, Archdiocese of Los Angeles Bishop Gerald Wilkerson, and Nick Limberopoulos, Chief Executive of Providence Cedars Sinai Tazana Medical Center, gather for the pre-opening celebration of the new Providence Cedars Sinai Tazana Medical Center Freeze Family Tower. Photo by Maya Myers Photography. On August 26, friends, family and supporters of Providence Cedars Sinai Tazana Medical Center turned out for a pre-opening celebration of the Freeze Family Tower. Scheduled to open on October 1, the new patient tower will include an expanded emergency department, spacious all-private patient rooms, and state-of-the-art imaging technology. Bathsheba Frankel, courtesy of Club Z. Club Z, a national Zionist youth movement, announced on August 31 that Bathsheba Frankel has joined the organization as its director of education. I'm so excited to be working with all of the wonderful staff, students and parents at Club Z, Frankel said. I look forward to being able to marry my skills and experience with my love of Israel and the Jewish people. Frankel, a published author, educational consultant, podcast host, producer and sought-after speaker, brings more than 25 years of experience in innovative education to Club Z. It is a true honor and privilege to have Bathsheba Frankel lead Club Z's education team as Director of Education, Masha Merkulova, founder and executive director of Club Z, said. Bathsheba is a giant in Jewish education and has extensive experience working with teens. She deeply understands how critical our groundbreaking educational approach and philosophy are to Club Z's mission. With Bathsheba at the helm, Club Z teens are uniquely positioned to become knowledgeable, confident Zionist teen leaders who confront anti-Semitism in their high schools, online, and ultimately, on college campuses. On September 10th, more than 50 people gathered at a private home in Woodland Hills to commemorate the 40-year anniversary of their Bureau of Jewish Education's 1983 summer Ulpan trip to Israel. Everyone swapped stories and happy memories of their unforgettable Israel experience, where many have remained friends for four decades. Courtesy of Cheryl Katsevitz.